Connie, CONNIEMONTI. Number two, congestion. Number three, rash. Number four, evaluation, no. Number four, increased weight of 20 pounds. Number five, needs maintenance exam brought up today. Number six, chronic pain related to her failed back operation. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman, rather obese. She's gained about 20 pounds. Recently, she weighs 286 pounds now. She comes in today with cough, congestion, and sputum production. She has a history of sleep apnea. She wears a CPAP at night, which makes predisposes her to sinus infection and bronchitis, period. Knee paragraph. Patient's allergy, Demerol. Knee paragraph. COVID immunization, up to date. Knee paragraph. Social, last period, 33 years ago. She had a hysterectomy. She doesn't smoke. I'm sorry. She does smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. She has been trying to quit smoking, but hasn't been very successful, period. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, low back pain, history of failed back syndrome. Medication includes citalopram, omeprazole, and Ambien, period. Family history, mom died of breast cancer, dad died of lung cancer, allergy, I said Demerol, surgery, tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy, total hysterectomy, review of system, has had cough, some sputum production, history of sleep apnea, uses a CPAP, has had some right leg pain, right arm pain, history of dizziness, history of peripheral vascular disease previously, history of RVH, needs to be reevaluated, history of lymphadenopathy in the neck, which seems to be a little bit worse now because of her cough and congestion, period. Exam, 286 pounds, as I mentioned, 97%, 98.1, 1684, 137 over 75. Heart positive, lung positive, still lungs, few wrong abdomen, is obese, soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Neck shows no JVD, but positive lymphadenopathy. Skin shows the a very itchy, dry rash, urticaric type rash noted over the upper extremity, neurological non-focal or extremity trace edema. Assessment number one, bronchitis. As far as the bronchitis is concerned, we did a chest x-ray today. There's no sign of pneumonia. Number two, treated with Medrol Dospac, a Z-Pak, next number. As far as the rash is concerned, most likely urticaria. We'll treat with the Medrol Dospac, of course, and a Decadron. I am now. Next number, must quit smoking. Next number. I've seen a pulmonologist before. I had a chest CT 2 years ago, which showed no evidence of nodularity. Next number, history of RVH. Patient has an echo. Patient did have an echocardiogram, which showed no significant change. Next number, history of PVD, no change from a year ago. Next number, history of carotid stenosis, minimal. Done because of vertigo. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck noted because, again, because of the current infection. Next number, once again, quit smoking. We talked about this three times. Next number, history of failed back syndrome. We treated with Lyrica, 75 BID to see how she does. Next number, come back in a month. Next number, may take the Lyrica with current medication. Next number, yearly mammogram, a must. Next number, by the way, colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, COPD. Next number, fatty liver. Next number is morbid obesity that was discussed with patient today. And next number, she sleeps very well with her CPAP, and I don't see a need for reevaluating or looking at the CPAP at this time. Thank you.